Good morning, I'm Alex.
I'm Dennis.
And welcome to the Morning Kuching Show.
Yes, good morning, everyone.
Yes, good morning, people of Kuching. How everything is fine with you guys?
So, do you have your coffee? Have your breakfast already?
Oh, yeah. It's important to have your breakfast or coffee or, you know, tea. So, Dennis, have you had your breakfast ready?
Yeah, I just had it.
Oh, just had?
Yeah.
Okay.
How about yours?
Me, yeah, I just had coffee and a few pieces of biscuits.
Your energy food lah.
Of course. Okay, yeah. So we have a show lineup for you. First, we will, you know, be playing a song by Larry. Okay, an original song which is Blanket of Tears. Okay, and then we'll be talking on to local news. Alright, and this local news is not from any newspaper, but yes, you will know, you'll find out soon, right after this. So sit back and enjoy the rest of the show.
Couldn't believe it would turn out that way. You dreamt she was there, but never for long. Then you opened your eyes and then she was gone. So I'm giving you the strength to say farewell, the courage to believe in a tomorrow. You see, this life is more than what your eyes can see. It's like your heart was made for eternity. I felt the tearing of your heart the day that he left. He's an ever-present man, and you're desperate for love. It's a terrible life for an innocent child. When a marriage dies, it's never alright. So I'm giving you an eternity of love. Everything you missed was just a father's touch. You see, I love you, child, and your heart will heal. So carry on, move on with your life. So carry on, move on with your life. Watch the tearing of my heart one cold afternoon. Watch my son hang dying on a cross there for you. A perfect sacrifice, a man who lived to die. He was a babe in a manger to a king in the sky. So I'm giving you a promise of redemption, to a grace that says you're mine in every way. I'm gonna clean you up and make you brand new. Merry Christmas from a father to you. Oh, and I'm giving you a promise of redemption, and the cross that says you're mine in every way. I'm gonna clean you up and make you brand new. Merry Christmas from a father to you.
And that was Larry. So Dennis, what do you think about the song?
Yeah, it's very cool, very meaningful.
Yeah, interesting that, you know, these are Malaysian people, you know, from Kuching again some more.
Yeah.
So all right, yeah, you can, if you like him, all right, you can check it out on his YouTube. You can go to www.youtube.com/user/LarryN90. So it's LarryN90.
Yeah, this is it. Or you can just go and befriend with him in YouTube.
Yeah.
Not in YouTube lah. Not other place, just in YouTube only.
Yeah, so you can subscribe to him. So you only can befriend him on YouTube, is it, Dennis?
Yeah, but not on the street lah. When you see him, you don't call him friend lah. Just your only friend with him in YouTube.
Oh man, you're mean.
No, just kidding.
Okay, so yeah, that's from Larry. All right, on with the news. Okay, yeah, let's talk about something interesting. So here it says, police arrest young teens for housebreaking. You heard about that already, Dennis?
Yeah, I saw it yesterday.
Yeah, it's actually taken from the Monio Post, right? You can have it. Like, that's apparently they caught Michael Jackson.
All right.
Yeah, at the age of 14, and Marvin Jalong, both are from Cebu. Okay, they're currently looking for three more person, which is Karen, Gawai, and Muja. Okay, probably they've been breaking houses at Kapit area or something like that. So yeah, if you have time, just visit the BorneoPost.com. All right, you will be able to see the news.
Yeah, the funny part about the news is they caught Michael Jackson.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I thought Michael Jackson is like in heaven already. Oh wow,
man.
I guess that kids will be like, is that kids or teenagers? Or
yeah, they're teenagers, about 14 years old. He's 14. Oh. Yeah.
I guess that teenagers will have a lot of like fans around him.
Probably.
Yeah, he can dance. Michael Jackson.
Yeah, but unfortunately, he has to, do things like this. You know, what's wrong with kids nowadays?
Yeah, but no choice. If you compare Michael Jackson or overseas and Michael Jackson here, I guess like totally different.
Yeah. So kids, do something useful. Don't go in and break people's house just to steal their DVD players or handphones. All right, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
Not worth it to do the time.
Let's think about this. Or maybe this guy want to go in the house and get the original copy of Michael Jackson album. Well, I just kidding. So kids out there, this is not a very good actions or a very good thing to do.
Oh man.
Yeah.
So yeah. So if you guys, age 13, 14 should be studying, next year PMR or do something useful.
Yeah. Yes. So how about your side? Is there any other news?
On to the latest news I received this morning. Okay. Okay, guess where I got this from, huh? Let's see, where did it go? Okay. Oh my god, my sis just called me and there's a snake sticking out of her car engine. What to do?
First of all, I would think that, this guy still got time to post on Facebook to tell everyone, ask everyone how to do. If I were him, I think I would shouting all the way already.
No, because the thing is, alright, okay, is let's say if I have a snake in my car engine, right, and I call you and you're the one who posts this message, Yeah.
Oh, I see.
So it's not too bad lah. Okay, so let's say if you get a snake in your car engine, what do you do?
Me? I would I also don't know. Or maybe I would finding some stick to actually chase it away. Or, I don't know, maybe just can call Bomba. Bomba is pro in anything.
Yeah. So they can do all sorts of things, huh?
Yeah.
Alright, so 5-star to the Bomba people, alright? Give them credit. Yeah.
Salute them for what they're doing.
So we should
Putting out fire, they can catch some snack. I mean, catch snack is not in Hokkien slang or
liat zua lah.
Not the liat zua. Yeah, I mean catch the real snack.
Boss.
It's not like you catch snack on 3 in the afternoon and go coffee shop. Try to look for some snack lah.
Oh, imagine this, okay. Right. Hello, Bomba. Yes, I have a snake in my car. Oh, okay. Can you help catch it then, you know? Okay. Okay, announcing to all firemen, all right? We are all going to catch snake now. And you know what probably is, you know, the firemen might be thinking, or you know, what do you think
Yeah,
they'll do?
I guess they will just like walk slowly to the nearest coffee shop
No
and
lah.
order a cup of coffee.
But no, I guess they don't do that. But apparently that, you know, it was was taken away quite from this person. They says, you know, the bomba actually came out and take the snake away quite fast. So yeah. So apparently they got the right snake lah, not the wrong snake.
Oh, so the guy actually called out Bomba, is it?
Yes. So yeah.
Yeah, so Bomba is actually good at this thing.
So
yeah, trying to be catch some snake. I mean, real thing lah. Yeah, multi-purpose.
Yeah. But probably I'll just start the engine and hopefully the snake will go into the engine, you know, and get chopped off or something lah.
It's in the engine or what? Under the cover of the car.
I don't know. It says, you know, snake sticking out of a car engine. That's all.
Oh, so it's under a car, or you don't say anything, just in the engine.
Yeah, sticking out from the engine like that, lah.
All right.
Yeah. What about your side? Any news there?
Not much. I only see this quite interesting status from one of my friends on Facebook.
Uh huh.
It sounds like, I think you should put something like Indian music or what. Like, is that I keep on shouting, and you keep on running. Oh my god, are you okay? Something like that. So it's quite funny for me. Because first of all, I would think like, oh, there's an Indian style status.
So because this is from Malaysia, everybody can do it. My not only Indians, you know.
Yeah. So Malaysia, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, you can see, you can do a movie out of it already.
Yeah, but no point, just everyone running, shopping, running. Yeah, I got tag. We should post some funny Indian movie. But this is podcast. We can just put some music.
Okay, you have any song in mind?
What is that?
Any Indian song you like to play on mind?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm so one. There's something like a guy that turned into like a Superman that singing some of the funny Indian song.
But I think Indian movies are cool, you know.
Yeah, very cool.
So that's why, you know, that's why we should appreciate those movies, even though you don't understand what they say. But you know, when you see the action and all that, it's really cool.
Yeah. But and then the script, the everything is like very cool. And usually the script, usually the movie, it's like all the same. I mean, the scene was on all the same.
Yeah, but don't just you like, feel it, right?
Yeah, just like a guy love a girl.
Uh huh.
They're both in love.
Mm-hmm.
But they cannot marry. So so the guy like very upset, and the girl also.
Uh huh.
So they're running all the way, and suddenly they reach something like a very, very, very beautiful, what's that called, a highland or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like very beautiful that you never seen before, and then they were like singing and dancing all the way.
And they'll say that, is it?
Yeah, something like that. So I will be go and watch it, or every time. It should have this kind of scenes or what. Yeah.
Okay. So what about real life? You think real life things like this happen or not?
Fantasy lah.
Fantasy. Because there's no such island, is it?
Yeah. Or either island or jungle or whatever thing. No lah. It's not in, or maybe it's not in Kuching.
No, probably okay. Not. Maybe in Sambutong, Santubong there.
Yeah. Only have Santubong there. And there's other. Is there any other?
Let's see now. All right. Okay. So another one. Okay. Another news here is why everyone looks so happy nowadays. I wonder, cause of the weather or global warming.
I guess both lah. Weather and global warming.
Yeah, but okay. The weather here in Main Bazaar is cool. Actually, it's cloudy. What about your side there?
sunny. It's quite sunny.
Sunny, so, right? Oh, okay.
Because I still can see some sunlight from my office.
Oh, alright. Yeah. Okay, yeah, just to let you guys know, okay, I'm currently based in, you know, somewhere in Main Bazaar, and Dennis, you're based, where are you based now?
I'm based in Hui Sing area.
Yeah, so is it okay, we're doing this podcast through Skype. Yes.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay, so anything else? I don't know. What else can we find you?
I was looking all the way, but no one in my Facebook like posting some interesting. So friends in Facebook, please post something interesting on morning.
Yeah, so be careful what you post, alright?
Yeah.
See, the thing about posting Facebook now is it's a bit dangerous, you know. You know, people know what you're doing or where you go and all that, you see.
Yeah, just like they have these apps, right? The new apps by this Foursquare.
Yeah.
Yeah, and from that Foursquare, I know that one of my friends now is in Kinju.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that's a bit too much, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, a bit too much at this. Yeah, or maybe think of this way, maybe if the apps is like installed in your iPod or your HTC or mobile, everything.
Mm-hmm.
So if they make it like automatically detect, or someday if I go, or maybe if I enter my home's toilet or what, they will like automatic posting that on Dennis now checking to his home toilet, his house toilet. It's like quite, cannot lah, this thing. Totally fail lah.
Okay. So yeah. Friends, so be careful what you post on Facebook or where you post on Facebook, alright? Or, you know, things like that, so yeah.
Yeah, so normal status will be okay. La.
Okay, and I like to, you know, warn those, especially those, you know, who has families, you know, just, you know, when you're going to go traveling and you're going to leave your loved one at home with no one, it's best that you don't post where you're going to do, anywhere you're going, you know? So you never know what people might do, you know, actually, you know?
Yeah.
Come to the house and, you know, steal your stuff and all that.
Yeah, true. They will get like free information from Facebook.
Yeah, and you see, you sometimes don't know who adds you on Facebook. Some just, you know, you just add, and then, you know, you don't even know them. Okay, in my list, I think I quite a number of people I really do not know who they are.
Oh, okay. I Facebook, ma. First of all, they just want to be friends with you in Facebook. They want you to be their friends.
But in real life, they don't want.
Yeah, what's that?
In real life, they don't want to be my friends, is it?
Yeah, in real life, different. It's like a lot. You see, in my screen there, there's something like, Dennis, your friends are waiting. So it was a lot of requests here. Everyone want you to be their friends.
But do you know them or not?
Not really.
I mean, have you seen them before? Or, you know,
No.
So they just want to be your friends.
Yeah, but some of it, yeah, I've seen them before. And some of it, like, I don't think it's like appropriate for me to add them as friend.
Yeah, so okay. So if you guys add us on Facebook, we have to think very hard. Who are you first before adding you?
And then secondly, I have to think, is that like suitable for me to add you as friend on Facebook? So I take this as example. I will still consider this issue. My dad is actually on Facebook.
Okay.
So you were actually trying to add me as friend on Facebook. So I still consider, should I add or not? Yeah.
Oh, so your dad now is on Facebook and he adds you.
He's trying to, but I don't tell him what is my ID. So basically, I guess he knows, but he just add my brothers and my sisters. Not me. If you add me, I was still thinking like, should I or not?
Oh, man. Okay, yeah, what do you think? Should you add your parents on Facebook? What do you think? Huh?
Oh, well, that's a bit headache, a bit jialat. Let's say if you if you update some weird status, or when the time you're home from your office or from outside, they will like ask you, why are you like doing this thing? That's one of the headache thing.
Well, at least, I mean, if you do that, you see, you have conversation, you know, with the parents, you know. Sometimes nowadays, you know, we find it hard to talk, don't know what to talk to our parents about. So at least, you know, if they see you doing something funny, okay, at least you have, you know. Yeah, that's the good side of, you know, adding your parents on Facebook, lah. Okay, the bad side is, yeah, you unless you go post something nasty or something naughty which you don't want your parents to know, well, yeah. So yeah, that give you awareness a bit, lah.
Yeah. Think of this way, if you add your parents in Facebook or what, so someday you update your status set, I want to stop studying. Imagine what your parents will like reply on your Facebook or whatever, like for you. Are you really want to? Is that you? Maybe your father will tell you, "Are you really want to stop studying?" Or something like that. So it still depends. Yeah.
Like that lah.
Yeah, like that lah.
Oh man. Oh well, it's okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, but anyway, don't stop studying. Okay, study is good.
Yeah. It just like depends. It just depends. So hopefully, or maybe I will just wait for the time, because my dad haven't add me yet. I only have some rumor from my sister that he actually adding my sister. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I have to think twice first, huh?
Yeah, this is a serious matter.
Okay. All right. Interesting. So yeah. All right. Okay. We have been up to our 20-minute mark already. So probably we'll just, you know, end here.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I think this is a good start, whereby, you know, Dennis and I will be, you know, hopefully doing this more often.
Yeah. I'm the first time on Alex's show.
Yes. And of course. Yeah. Of all my series, Dennis has been avoiding me. Don't know how many times already.
Avoiding you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, so his birthday was, you know, last Sunday. He was the guy that, you know, me and Larry and Luke was trying to see which happy birthday. This is the Dennis, alright?
Yes, I'm Dennis.
Yes. Okay, you can add him on facebook.com/com.dennis.
Yes.
Yeah, so
provide with sending some message to tell me who are you.
Yeah, if not he won't add you as friends.
Yeah, or maybe, yeah. So maybe we can like be friends on Facebook first. No, like just kidding.
So okay, so yeah. So hopefully we'll do this once a week first and see how it goes. If we have more materials, then yeah, we'll hopefully do this more on a regular basis.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, and be careful what you post on Facebook, okay? On either of our Facebook.
Yeah, and I will like go and stalk it.
And we're going to report it here on Good Morning Kuching Show.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay, and all of the songs played in this series, okay, we are targeting for those who are songwriters, original songs. We're going for original songs, and if, you know, you don't get your songs heard on radio or just a bit on YouTube, okay, you can get it heard here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the songwriter or the composer, just send whatever to Alex.
Oh yeah.
Take care of it.
Okay, you can send it to HolanTV, okay? HolanTV@gmail.com, okay?
Yeah.
You can send me the MP3 or you can send me a YouTube link, alright? Then I'll link you guys, and you know, if you want to write a story about the song, how you get inspired and all that. So yeah, we're gonna play it here on the Good Morning Kuching Show.
Yeah.
Alright, before we go, I think maybe we just play another song?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, what song you want to play?
Do you have any idea? let you introduce me some cool song. My day.
Oh well, because I didn't prepare any much. Okay, I'll just play one of my songs, alright, that I just recorded a few days ago.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, this song was written back in 2002, if not mistaken.
Oh.
Yeah, it's that old. And I only have the guts to do a re-recording of it now.
Why?
I don't know.
It's a good song, man. It's a cool song.
Yeah, but I don't know. Maybe I just want to give it one last shot, you know. Since last time we don't have YouTube and all that, it's always on the cassette tape. And so yeah, that's how it is lah. So okay.
Yeah.
So you guys sit back and thank you for listening to us talking nonsense.
Yeah. And hope you have a good day lah.
Alright, okay. So see you all same time, same station next week.
Yeah, see you.
Things that you do, Lord Jesus, I want to say.